Carl Baer, historian and writer.
So you've done studying of how Milwaukee came to name and rename and number and renumber its streets. Can you take us back as far as you're familiar with the story?
Okay, well, most of the streets were named by developers. As they would add a subdivision, they would just name the streets. So one street might have two or three or four names along its length. That became very confusing for people looking for addresses, and mainly the postmasters around the country were having a big problem at the end of the 19th century. There had been so much immigration and so many more people. Cities were getting bigger and bigger, and it was getting harder and harder to find people. So they started putting pressure on cities, and in 1913, Milwaukee set up a committee to study the problem. And it took about 17 years before they were able to come up with a solution. And what they did is they got rid of duplicate and triplicate street names, and they assigned only one name per street. The numbering scheme they came up with was to use Canal as the north-south dividing line, Canal Street. Anything north of there was a North Street, and anything south was a South Street. And then right outside here at the river in Wisconsin Avenue became the east-west dividing line. So anything east of it was an East Street, and anything west of it was a West Street. They then put that whole system in effect in the city of Milwaukee, and many of the suburbs also went along with it because they were having similar problems. There was a lot of controversies and a lot of fights during this time because, for example, the merchants on Grand Avenue wanted to keep the name Grand Avenue, while the ones on Wisconsin Street on the east side of the bridge wanted to retain that name. And they eventually came up with a compromise and changed it to Wisconsin Avenue. But there were many battles like that around the city.
Did I hear something about the south side was avenues and the north side was streets?
Yes,
or something
that
like
was
that?
Another confusing situation. If you were on 6th Street, for example, in Milwaukee, and crossed over to the south side, you'd be on 1st Avenue. The streets on the south side were five numbers different, and they were called avenue rather than street.
So that was pretty controversial back at that time?
It was. People don't like to change their addresses or have their street names changed. They've been used to it, and in some cases, they didn't like the new names, or in addition to wanting to keep the old, they didn't like the new.
Do you know how long the process took to change and put up new signs and fix the post office and people's addresses on their homes and all that? How did that process go?
Well, as I mentioned, it started in 1913. They finally came up with actually making changes in 1926, and that lasted for about 5 years. It took about 5 years to do the entire city, plus the town of Lake and Cudahy and some of the other suburbs.
Some people have asked why Center Street is north of North in Milwaukee, and it doesn't seem to make sense.
Center Street is named after a government surveyor named Alexander Center. He originally surveyed the harbor, and the place where the straight cut is, where the Milwaukee River now flows into Lake Michigan, was called Center Street at that time. Later on, I think it was in 1856 or 1857, they cut that channel through there, eliminating any possibility of Center Street. And at that time, the city was developing northward, and the Common Council named the street Center after Alexander Center.
So it wasn't the center of town?
No, it never was.
Okay. And then why did they decide to put north south of Center?
Well, North was developed, North Street, as it was called then, was part of a subdivision, and it was the north end of that subdivision. Later on, there was further development north of there, and that's when Center Street was named.
Did it ever become controversial?
No, I think at the time it was out in the boonies, Center Street. There was no one there to complain about it.
Another question we've gotten through Bubbler Talk is, how did Silver Spring Drive and Good Hope Road get their names?
Silver Spring Road was named by an official of Chicago Northwestern Railroad. Near the railroad line was a business called Herman's Silver Spring Mills. And the springs in that business's name had to do with the springs that actually supplied water to the early settlers in the area. So Silver Spring was first a spring and then a name of a business. that advertised using Silver Springs, and then eventually the name of the street became Silver Spring.
All right, and then how about Good Hope Road?
There was a community called Good Hope that developed at the intersection of Good Hope Road and Green Bay Avenues dating back to 1848. So when they decided to name the road there, they named it after the community, which is called Good Hope. It's interesting, too, that the surveyor of that road was Jefferson Davis, who was later the president of the Confederacy. He was a federal surveyor at the time.
Of all the street names that you've studied and you're familiar with in Milwaukee, do you have a favorite?
I like the name Ferry Chasm. Ferry Chasm Road is on the north end of the county, and it was named after a resort that was right there at the lake. There was a ravine that went down to the lake, and the owner of the resort saw his daughters dancing around on the beach and swirling their arms, and reminded him of fairies, so he named his ravine Ferry Chasm, and eventually that's the name of the road that led to it.